All right, everybody, it's Mr. Prey here. I'm here with Avery Thomas, one of our star runners on the cross-country team. I'm going to get to you in a second, Avery. A couple announcements. 7-on-7 football is going on. They have a home game at Pecos on Friday at 5 o'clock and another one at Pecos on Monday at 4:30. Last Friday they had a close one. They lost, I think, by 10 points. We'll get more into that. My next guest will be from the football team. But today we have Avery. We just had our state tournament, or state meet.
State meet.
This past Saturday. The girls finished in fourth place overall. The boys finished in sixth place overall. And this year was harder because they combined divisions. So there were much more competition this year.
Yeah, so it was Division I and II. And last year it was only Division I.
Yeah. So I think we did really well. And Avery's going to share some things about how the girls did specifically. I know Mason, who's on last week's podcast, I hope you heard that, he plays six. Or no, the team plays six. He meddled. He sounded semi-pleased when I talked to him, but he said he tripped towards the end.
Semi-pleased.
He said he was there in the
Colby,
end.
Colby.
Yeah, and Colby fell too.
Colby
so.
Fell. That wasn't good.
But, you know, I might sound like an old coach, but it really is about effort, and I'm sure they all try their hardest.
Yeah, they definitely do.
Sometimes things are out of your control. So, So Avery is the captain of our girls' cross-country team. Her mom's the coach, so, I mean, there you go. Great student-athlete. I remember you came here in fifth grade.
Sixth grade. Yeah.
I just remember you came, like, mid-year or something to my class. No, it was fifth
really?
Grade. You came at the end of fifth grade.
I didn't. That was Kate.
Oh, maybe it was. All right, so I don't have my facts straight. Anyway, awesome student-athlete, Avery.
Thank you.
Great runner. You would run circles around me a long distance, I must say. So do you want to talk about your race first and then talk about the girls specifically?
Sure. I got sixth place, and I medaled for the team. I was not really happy with my race because my time was a lot slower than it usually is. But it was a hard course, and I'm not really disappointed because I still medaled. And then we had Lila, and she came in 30th. She did amazing. She was always one of our top runners all season. And then Amaya was 31st. She had the best race on Saturday. She did fantastic, right behind Lila. And then there was Charlotte. She's really improved a lot, and she is a really important part of our team. And Dominique got 49th. She did amazing as well, and she's improved so much from the beginning of the season, especially considering it's her first year running. And then Janie got 69th. She's in fifth grade, but she will be a very big part of our cross-country team next year. In middle school. And then we had Caitlin, and she's usually our second runner of the team, and she broke her foot, so she was not able to run.
But, that was a tough loss. And we have some fourth graders running too. So.
Oh, yes.
So we have
the fourth graders running.
We have a bright future, even though we're going to lose Avery, which is going to hurt, I'm not going to lie. But
we already lost Holly. So.
Yeah. But that's kind of how it is with sports in high school and middle school. You lose players or runners, and then you get new ones. But
yeah, you get more.
It sounds like we have a bright future, and we have a great coach.
Yes, we do. Great coach.
So it's been a heck of a year. Is there anything you want to wrap up with, Avery?
Yes, I would just like to thank the coaches, from my mom for coaching, and you know, just being a great coach all season and helping us, and Mr. Marino for everything that he does for the team, and Mr. Hypolite for training with us and helping us all season and coaching, and Wendy Lane for organizing all the events for cross country. So I just want to thank those people.
I think we're very, the whole school is proud of everybody, all the runners.
Yeah.
It's so good for you guys that you guys are doing that. And hopefully next year, we'll just get more and more runners, you know, just get more and more popular. And I keep harping on this. Students at school that are listening to this, please, when you see these girls and all those boys that Mason talked about, please tell them congrats and good job, because running is hard. Running long distance is hard.
Running is hard.
Like,
yes,
getting up for practice, it's a commitment, and it's challenging. So they deserve a lot of props for that. So I know I'm really proud of you guys. So
thank you,
Avery. Way to go, SaberCats.
Oh, and I also want to thank Mr. Prey for having me on this podcast.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, Avery.
Thank you.